Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When the government prosecutes drug dealers, federal law allows for the confiscation of their property. But what happens when the government claims that the facilitator of the drug crimes is not a person, but the property? That's the situation at the Motel Caswell in Tewksbury. The Massachusetts U.S. Attorney's Office says the motel has been the scene of multiple drug crimes, and it's trying to seize the property, even though the owner has not been charged with any crimes. WBUR's David Boeri reports on the government's controversial practice of civil forfeiture.
The Motel Caswell isn't the Ritz, its lawyer gravely told a federal courtroom last week. It was one of the few assertions that went unchallenged in the civil trial. For $57 a night, you can get the cheapest room in town. Annette Funicello and the Musketeers spent a night here a half a century ago. But it doesn't get guests like the Musketeers anymore.
My name's Russ Caswell. I'm the owner of the Caswell Motel in Tewksbury.
Do you have a criminal record?
I've never been arrested in my entire life, and I have absolutely no record at all.
You ever been charged with any crimes?
I've never even been questioned about any kind of crimes, never mind charged with any.
No, the crimes here have been committed by some of its paid guests. The Motel Caswell is a place people go to distribute, buy, and use illegal drugs, federal prosecutor Sonia Rao told the judge. It is a dangerous property. Those guests from hell have given the government grounds for seeking to confiscate the family-owned property. It's worth about $1.5 million. Russ Caswell calls that un-American.
I've found, which is kind of hard to believe, but I'm responsible for the action of people that I don't even know, I've never even met, and for the most part have no control over them, and yet I have to rent them a room unless I have a real good reason not to, or I get accused of discrimination and all that kind of thing. And when they do something wrong, the government wants to steal my property for the actions of those people, which to me makes absolutely no sense. It's more like we're in Russia or Venezuela or something.
A couple of years ago, the 69-year-old motel owner got blindsided by a letter from the government that announced it was coming after his property. The town of Tewksbury had never denied Caswell any permits, and the police had never given him any warnings. The DEA set the U.S. attorney into motion. It has a special agent here in Boston who seeks out targets for forfeiture. Caswell's attorney, Larry Saltzman.
As he describes his job, he looks through the newspapers and looks at the internet, looking for news stories of properties that might be forfeitable and brings them to the attention of the U.S. attorney.
According to the agent's sworn testimony, he then goes to the Registry of Deeds to determine the value of the targeted property. The DEA rejects anything with less than $50,000 equity. In the case of the Caswell, the agent saw it's worth close to $1.5 million and has no mortgage. That made it a fat target for the U.S. attorney, says another of Caswell's lawyers.
We view civil forfeiture as one of the greatest assaults on private property rights in the nation today.
That's Scott Bullock. He and Larry Saltzman work for the Institute for Justice, a libertarian public interest law firm. They entered this case without charge after Russ Caswell had gone through $100,000 of money he borrowed to defend himself.
And they figure it's a little mire and power operation, and they can just come in and bully us around. They're not used to people fighting back, and I wouldn't have been able to fight back. Financially, you just can't afford to fight it.
At the civil trial last week, the federal prosecutor laid out 15 drug crimes that occurred at the motel between 1994 and 2008. A heroin overdose in room 227, a methamphetamine lab in 225, heroin in 209, crack in 237. There was one constant, prosecutor Veronica Lee told the judge, the Motel Caswell.
Because certain people that stayed at his motel over the course of a 20-year period were involved in drug crimes.
Committed behind closed doors, adds attorney Bullock.
The government's position is that is enough to take away everything that this man has worked for. That is an outrageous abuse of forfeiture laws, and we're trying to put a stop to it.
15 crimes in 14 years. That's a minimal rate, insists Caswell. He says he rents 14,000 rooms a year. But the government argues that Caswell must have known and was willingly blind to the drug crimes, or that he did nothing to stop them from reoccurring. As the prosecutor emphasized to the judge, the burden in this trial is on Caswell to prove he's an innocent owner. Scott Bullock.
This is the exact opposite of the criminal standard, where the government has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that you are guilty. In civil forfeiture laws, you have to prove your innocence. And that is one of the main reasons why civil forfeiture laws simply should not exist.
However, what the government is saying, and what the police are saying here, there's no way you couldn't have known what was going on.
I don't know how I can see through the doors.
On the stand, Caswell testified he called police whenever he saw suspicious activity, and the Tewksbury police testified they never communicated with Caswell about what he could do to reduce drug crimes. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz said through a spokeswoman last week that the government wanted to send a message by going after the motel. But just up the street from the Caswell, the Motel 6, Walmart, and Home Depot have all experienced a similar rate of drug crimes on their property over the years. That, according to Caswell's attorneys. And Larry Salzman says there's one good reason U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz didn't go after them.
Mr. Caswell was a small business, a single family, owned this property, didn't have the resources to defend himself. And the U.S. Attorney's Office, looking for an example, picked on the smallest kid on the block.
A kid without deep pockets and an army of corporate lawyers. A spokeswoman for the U.S. Attorney said yesterday the government is not put off by big companies and deep pockets, and referred to her previous statements about the warning to businesses who turn a blind eye. Should the government win its case, it will sell off Caswell's property and give the Tewksbury police 80% of the take. At the conclusion of closing arguments, the magistrate judge, Judith Dean, said she will look over additional material before announcing her verdict. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.